Let's now turn to talk of another Hall of Fame career that was cut short and maybe sidetracked. The last Major League pitcher to win 30 or more games in a single season was Denny McClain. He won 31, lost just 6 for the Detroit Tigers in 1968. He won 2 Cy Young Awards and appeared headed for the Hall of Fame. But then Denny McClain suffered an injury to his rotator cuff, and his career went bad, then his life. Went to prison in the mid-1980s after being convicted of racketeering and possession of cocaine. Then in the late 1990s, Mr. McClain went back to prison on embezzlement and mail fraud convictions. He completed his sentence last year. Mr. McClain's loyal and longtime wife, Sharon Boudreau, divorced him while he was in jail. But 3 months ago, the McClains were remarried. It is on the occasion of this happy news that we want to talk to Denny McClain. You may have some insights into fame. He joins us from his home in Detroit. Thanks so much for being with us, Mr.
Well,
McClain.
Well, it's my pleasure, Scott.
How are you doing these days?
Well, doing fine. Trying to, which would be kind of a conflicted statement here this morning, but trying to stay out of the media, trying to avoid the spotlight. Pete Rose has got most of that handled right now.
You and Pete Rose were in different leagues.
I was in the better league.
You were in the American League, but I'm wondering, did you ever, an all-star game or spring training, ever play against each other?
Oh, sure. And I finished my career with Atlanta. I played against Pete then, too. I don't remember what he did against me, but listen, Pete had, 7 million hits. I'm sure he got one off me, too.
Did you have any particular insight that you remember into what people talk about over the years, his intensity on the field?
Well, I think anybody that achieves the kind of success that Pete has had has got tremendous intensity. And I agree with some of the things that have been written recently that Pete has been quoted as saying that the game all of a sudden wasn't enough when he quit playing. Managing wasn't enough. He needed an additional, a little more lightning in a bottle. But I think that goes with all of us. I when I got out of baseball, I couldn't play enough golf. I couldn't gamble hard enough. And I think that competitiveness just continues to drive you for quite some time.
I'd like to read to you a quote from your wife on the occasion of your remarriage.
Okay.
She said, in news accounts, "I really don't know, but I think that after 40 years together, we're still in love."
Absolutely. But, I know I've had 2 major disasters in my life, but the real major disaster in my life is the loss of our daughter. We lost our daughter in 1992 to a horrible truck drunk accident. And I've got to tell you, it's as fresh today as it was 12 years ago, and I'm not using that as any kind of an excuse at all, but I want to tell you, after that, life really went sideways. There isn't anything more devastating, and it stays with you forever.
What was it like to get back together with your wife? I mean, did you, in a sense, did she have to forgive you? Did you have to reinvent yourself?
Well, she certainly had to forgive me. There's no question. And every day I work at it, making her believe that she didn't make a mistake. We've been together since we've been, literally 15 or 16 years old. And I can't, even while I've been gone for the last number of years, 5 or 6 years, I could not imagine, even after the divorce, of not being with her. And then on the other hand, I couldn't imagine her taking me back after all the pain that I'd put her through. But I was able to convince her that I'm somewhat changed. I sought some psychological counseling for some problems that I had incurred over the last 10 or 12 years, and it worked. I can honestly say that sitting down and talking to an individual or individuals about what really ails you, you eventually get to it. Mm-hmm. It took a long time, but eventually we got to it. And the demons have gotten less, thank God, and hopefully they'll stay where they are in the garage.
Do you still follow baseball?
Oh, sure. As you know, I was home here all summer. I got home in April.
Oh, this was going to be a rough summer then anyway for a Tiger fan.
I just cannot tell you. I mean, we watched every game that we could watch, we watched, and it was, this is just trying. This was my team.
We need to perhaps remind our audience that the Tigers had came within one game of losing a historic number of games.
Yeah, you weren't kidding. Listen, I played on a team in Washington, D.C., you'll appreciate this, with the Washington Senators in 1971. And we couldn't catch it. We couldn't hit it. We couldn't pick it up. Listen, our uniforms looked horrible on it.
Were these the red and white ones?
Yeah, we had the red and white one back
then. Yeah, okay, yeah.
And then, of course, we had, you know, with all due respect, I know he's dead, and I
Ted Williams was the manager of that.
But I got to tell you something.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, it was the toughest year of my life, with the exception of the loss of my daughter. I've been in jail twice. And I got to tell you, playing for him was as bad as being in jail for that year. That was tough. Ted didn't like pitchers at all. And the other thing Ted was always after was he was looking for another 400 hitter, although he really didn't want one.
Yeah.
And he couldn't figure out why the guys on our team couldn't hit. Hell, guys on our team couldn't hit because they didn't have any talent.
Could you be a part of baseball again, in theory?
I don't know. You know, I don't. Someone suggested to me a couple of weeks ago that somebody wants to talk to me about traveling in the minor leagues form as a pitching coach. I don't want to travel anymore. I mean, I just don't have any interest in doing it anymore, and want to stay home and do what I'm doing and have a good time. And I've got 5 terrific grandkids, and that's what I live for every day. In fact, when we hang up here, I'm going to pick up one of them. They're spending a weekend with us. So, I mean, that's what it's all about now.
Mr. McLean, it's always nice to talk to you.
Thank you, sir. You have a good day.
Speaking with us from Detroit, Denny McLean.